Okay, so I'd like to welcome everyone back to Dat Tivunot, the Knowing Heart. Excuse me. We're going to be presenting the Ramchal's insights into the nature of the universe, man, and their creator. We are going to be beginning now on our second class, really in the meat of the text. In the first class, we did a bit of an introduction. We talked about the Yud Gimel Midot, and we extended then in the next class to the first sections dealing with essentially the purpose of creation. Just a real quick recap, we talked about the idea that the primary reason for HaKadosh Baruch Hu creating the world was in order to fulfill his midah of lehetiv, meaning to bestow good. Now we also mentioned, of course, there, and I'd like to emphasize, as I think that it's an important element, is that there is no need for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do anything. When it talks about the concept lehetiv, to bestow good upon others, that this is the primary reason for creation, this is talking about following God's desire to create to begin with. Meaning, once God desired that the world should come to be, that there should be a universe, it is this element of lehetiv, to bestow good unto others, that becomes the driving force behind what is ending up being produced as our universe as we see it now. From that one specific klal, many different elements of the universe can be derived from that. Specifically speaking, things like why, for example, did God not create the universe in just one gigantic big bang that all of a sudden appeared to be the universe, but rather that there is a series of steps that take place in the form of creation, 7 days of creation, 10 statements of creation, various things that we see throughout Chazal where the universe goes through a series of steps in its formation. Why did it just poof come into being? So that is connected to this idea of lehetiv, to bestow good. In that, in order that good should be able to be bestowed, there would have to be those who are meritorious, meaning those who are capable of receiving the good in the perfect fashion, meaning that they deserve to receive that good. And the various other details that we discussed in the last class connected around that idea. So what happens is in the steps of lehetiv bring about the idea of free will, they bring about the idea of schar va'onesh, reward and punishment, and various other elements of creation of a universe where which a person can achieve, or, for that matter, God forbid, a person can fail. So therefore, that's where we had ended the last class, and we're going to be picking up from there. Okay, let's start here with the statements of the Neshama. Amra ha-Neshama, the Neshama states, Kol ze muchrach vaday. All this is certainly the case. Ki min ha-emuna hu she'eloka yibarach shemo hu kol yechol b'kol panim. As we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is all capable in all situations, there's no question. So there's no possibility to place upon God any limitations as to what He could achieve. So the idea of achieving everything in one bound is certainly possible. The idea of being able to achieve anything in any manner is certainly possible to God. But God had a desire to create a universe that was not on His level. As we had talked about in the previous class, this also the idea of creating something which was, again, created in one shot would have also, not necessarily, but implies the idea of that it should be on the same level of its creator, meaning that it's the greatest work of the creator's possible ability. For example, an artist goes ahead and he does a painting. Generally speaking, he usually puts his all into it and produces the best possible work that he could. Certainly the universe is not the best possible universe that God could have created in terms of the best possibility of every aspect of what God could create in terms of perfection, meaning the universe was created flawed for a perfect idea. I mean, God's perfect idea was this idea of lehetiv and this idea of schar va'onesh and so forth. So the idea is perfect, and the universe that is necessary in order to effect this perfect plan has within it elements, let's call flaws, or let's better yet call them lacks, meaning things that need to be fulfilled in order for us to reach the other side. So therefore, it's impossible, of course, to say that there's any gvul, there's any limits to God, anything could have been done. And therefore, the solutions that we're giving in the previous class make perfect sense, meaning that again, that the plan is ideal, but there are, in the plan, is to create a universe that has within it lacks. So anytime we see anything in the universe which seems to have any sort of lack, have any sort of limits, we don't imply that this is God. We don't imply that God has a limit. That's certainly not the case. God forbid we could say that this has anything to do with being directly on God's limit, that God would have such a thing. But rather, this was the limit of what God decided should be. Amar HaSeichel. The Seichel now returns. The intellect returns along these lines. Migdor HaKlal HaZeh. So let's come to a summary of what we're dealing with here. So after we've come to that general, again, summary of things, then we can go on to another fundamental principle. Ze haklal, this is the general principle. Ha'eloka yidbarach shemo, that God, blessed be He, mana kivyechol atasmo, that He placed upon Himself a certain limitation. Perush, that means to say, shemana et yecholato, meaning to say that He held back His capability, meaning He held back what He was capable of doing, bivro nivra'av shelo la'asot otam kefi kocho, meaning that He did not create the things that He created, the universe, people, so forth, at the highest possible level of perfection that He could have achieved. Elefi mash ratza v'chiven behem, but only that His intention, in other words, only He did it to the level of what He intended for them. Meaning that the lack and limitation is from the perspective of us, of mankind, of the creations, not from the perspective of God. Uvraam haserim kedesh yeshlimu hem et atzman, and He created them with a lack in order so that they should be able to complete themselves, meaning that they should fulfill themselves and reach the perfection of amongst themselves. Yishleimutam scharam bishut ma shetarchu lasigo, and therefore their level of completion, meaning that it's not just that they are able to fulfill themselves, they're able to be self-fulfilled and completed and so forth, but that specifically speaking, that in fact would be the reward, that's what will come to them, meaning that when they make these steps, when they make these efforts to achieve complete themselves through their efforts, meaning because the world has lacks, therefore they will in themselves have reached a level of completion which is the reward itself. There's an idea of schar mitzvah mitzvah. The reward of a mitzvah is a mitzvah in itself. Meaning to say that, again, that one will have the opportunity to do more mitzvot. But that the mitzvah itself connects one to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that it connects one to God, and therefore leads him to a level of perfection. Every level of perfection, bringing him closer to a sense of cleaving with a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And all of this, what we've talked about, stems out from this concept which we began this class on and ended the last class, which is God's desire to bestow good. Meaning God's desire to create, and this nekudah, this point, His desire to bestow good becomes the point of unfolding for the universe to come. Those of you who have some experience, who have looked into works on Hasidut or some elementary works in Kabbalah, would have seen certain ideas concerning the idea of Tzimtzum, meaning the idea of restriction or restraint, a sense of gvul, of creating boundaries, that becomes the first step in terms of the unfolding of the universe. So it's to this element that the Ramchal is referring to, that this idea of lahetiv, to bestow good, is the initial inset, the initial moment of movement towards an unfolding that's going to take place, and it's the idea that part of the purpose of creation is to have creations that will themselves have lacks, that in fact, that the Ramchal is telling us is a nimshal for the idea, not the actuality of the idea of Tzimtzum, but the idea of Tzimtzum, as far as how we can relate to this from the perspective of Hasaga, from the perspective of understanding. I mean, understanding all of this, it's sort of a certain distance from the actual reality. There is a general principle, there is a general klal. When we talk about ideas that are baromu, that are in the heavens, these spiritual elements, when you hear ideas of Kabbalistic literature and so forth, that those specific elements have a reality in and on themselves which are beyond and not within the realm of our ability to have any possible hasaga, any possible understanding whatsoever. And any time, be it in the works of the Ramchal, be it in the works of Hasidut, or anywhere else that you see a discussion about these issues, they're never referring to the etzem, to the actual essence of those places and those matters in terms of, in fact, the whys, the wheres, the hows. In other words, what we're conceiving or being able to develop within our minds is an understanding of the concept at our level, not at the level of what is reality at those places, which is beyond us. But rather, those places represent the shoresh. Those places represent the roots by which all else ends up being related. So therefore, there is a relationship to the concepts of what the Ramchal is talking about. But this is not, in fact, the absolute reality of what is there, which is completely and totally beyond the ability of all men at any time to possibly be able to understand. These are things which are beyond us, and in fact, to try and understand the actual reality of what is there is not within the realm of why we were created and what we are here to do, which is to serve our Creator. But to have some concept of that, to have some understanding of that, clearly the Ramchal had in his mind, clearly the fathers of Hasidut and others who have developed and brought down the works of Kabbalah, the works of spirituality, to levels which man, the average man, or any man for that matter, can really be able to have some sort of grasp, feeling, and understanding for, is in order for us to be able to have a sense of inspiration, a sense of awe, and a sense of love of heaven, to be able to run after that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. Which is in fact to do what the Ramchal is telling us now. Which is for us to be able to fulfill our purpose. Meaning the performance of mitzvot, the filling in of the lacks that are in our existence, and the self-perfection which HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks and demands of us, so that we should be His servants in complete and totality, and therefore be able to enjoy what He has to offer us in totality. It's a nice thing to think about, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was just dying to give us. The question is, are we ready to receive? And ready to receive does not mean I want. Ready to receive means I am willing to do all that God wants. Meaning that I will make my wants what God's wants are. And that's in fact, by the way, the fundamental underpinning of what it says in Pirkei Avot. That if you make your will God's will, God's will be your will. Not that you will begin to wield God's will as your own. But rather that you, your will and God's will be unified. An entire universe elevated. And of course with that, we know that brings Mashiach. Amar HaNeshama, the Neshama says, the soul says like this, Ata Nishma Haftama Zot Shamarta. He says, okay, let us hear now this introduction, this matter that you told us, this additional klal, that once you gave us the principle that you said before, that you give us now this new set of principles for us to understand. Amar HaSeichel, so the intellect now responds. Let's understand now, where does man get his ability, his power, his potential to be able to fill in the cracks, to fill his lacks? I mean, if he's born with a lack, where then does he receive the power to remove those lacks, to fulfill? However, so with this we enter now into a vast sea that is tremendously broad and difficult for us to be able to see. It's such a small little thing. In other words, it's important that we come to weigh many different matters clearly before we can come to the completion of this matter. I mean, before we can fully understand the concept of where man gets the power to be able to fill the lacks. I mean, we already understand as a general principle, I mean, that again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu desired that there should be good in the world, that He wishes to bestow that. He has to create beings that are with lacks, and that they need to then be able to fulfill those, you know, fill the cracks, meaning fix themselves then to be able to receive in a perfect way. And therefore we understand that the Torah, meaning that the Torah and its mitzvot, the fulfillment of those mitzvot, is in fact what will fill the cracks, but there is much more to it. That's just a general principle to not leave us hanging. V'hine lach sarich mitun mitun lahavin advarim b'seder nachon. So we have to take a certain level of patience in order to be able to reach the full conclusion of this matter. This is the way of wisdom. It's important to understand one matter after another. I mean, you find that this is one of the biggest problems that, again, everybody suffers from, that especially who are looking, they're looking for something spiritual, they're looking for something great, they want to understand on one foot all of the matters of the heavens above. As mentioned in the previous classes, I said, how many times I've seen somebody come to me, they want to understand all of Kabbalah. They want to understand all of the spiritual matters, all of Chassidut, all of the, whatever it is. These lofty matters require diligence, they require service of God, they require purity of oneself, it requires a series of steps. But in this matters, what we're talking about here, when things are being developed for us by the Ramchal in a fashion by which we can understand and comprehend them, we can move forward and plod forward regardless of who and what we are right now. Of course, this needs to be internalized and be used as the springboard for further spiritual and physical and mental and etc. as far as our growth. But it does require, though, that we take step by step, meaning we have to move through. So hang in there, because all will be understood in time. At the very end of all these matters, meaning step by step, one then understands the matter completely. You will see that all of the introductions come together at that moment. Amar HaNeshama, the Neshama responds, Daber Devarecha Ala Seder HaNachon. And the Neshama responds for all of us, please say everything in its proper order. And I will have the patience that is necessary for this. Amar HaSeichel, the Seichel now says, Rishona, the first matter. Tzrich Shetidi, you must know, She'af Api Shamanu Kfar Sh'Ratza Adon Baruch Hu L'Tet Asaga Mikar Shlemuto El Nivra'av, that we have to understand that even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu wished that there should be some perception, some sort of understanding, some sort of grasp of the tremendous wholeness, the tremendous grand completion and perfection that God has, and He wished to bestow this to man, that man should understand something of His perfection. It is not at any moment that a person should understand that Kadosh Baruch Hu intended that man would have a complete and total understanding of all that is God, of all that is infinite about God. This is impossible. This is beyond the means. We are the Nivra, we are the created. It's not within our means to understand, to completely and totally know God. As it says, God, only God can know Himself, the Rambam states. Shi'ur v'tachli klal, to understand the complete measure and the complete and total purpose of all, and so forth, is beyond us. But nevertheless, on the other hand, but only what the Kadosh Baruch Hu wished for us to know is just a small matter. But with understanding just this one small aspect of God, it is possible to achieve the great joys, the great sense of fulfillment, the great rewards that are to come to us by knowing even the smallest matter about the greatness of God. V'zedevar pashut, this is a simple matter. V'nirtzeh ma'od, and it is of much importance. Min hatam ki eifshar la'alul v'nivra asher kamonu la'asig kol shleimut habori b'rach shemo, because it is impossible for us, a created matter, a cause, meaning not the effect, to understand in totality the Creator. V'cha'inyan sh'ne'mar, as it says, ha'cheker eloka timsa, im ha'tachlit shaday timsa. He says, will you find the reaches of the Lord? Will you attain to the end of Shekai? Will you understand everything? Is it possible? V'nimsa sh'koma sh'yuchol ha'siga nivraim, everything which is possible for man to create. To man to understand, lo yafilu ketipa min hayam gadol min hashlemut shel habori baruch shmo. This is only one drop from the bucket of all that which could potentially be understood by God. Amra HaNeshama, the Neshama says, Ze Pashu, this is simple. That's a Kochach Me Lev, anybody who has any sort of wisdom. Ukfarnemar Mi Malel Gevurot Hashem, who shall speak of the strength of God? Seichel continues, Amar Seichel. Ata, now, Kshinashiv Elibeinu, Kol Sidrei Ma'asav Yibarach. When we take for a moment, and we try and bring to heart the entire order of all of God's creation. Kol Ma'asei Agadol She'asa Minisim Adam Alei Aretz. Putting together everything which HaKadosh Baruch Hu did since the time He put man on this planet. And all that which He promised that He would do by way of His holy prophets. Everything that comes out from this is very clear. That all of this is the essence of His oneness. Meaning there aren't multiple creations, there aren't multiple creators, there is one creator, one that has put together everything, one divine plan that runs it all. V'tiri shekol shar ma'alot shleimuto habilti ba'alat tachlit eina mibarim etzlenu klal. Meaning the only thing that we can possibly comprehend is the one entrance, the one desire of God, meaning this universe as it is now, its creation. That doesn't mean to say that God couldn't desire or want anything outside of what we know and is and exists. We only know that which God puts to heart in terms of our creation, that which we can perceive from our vantage point as the created. But that which is beyond our vantage point, she'en banu kuach lasigotam, it's impossible for us to understand anything. Meaning to say that the totality of our universe is the totality of what we can comprehend of God. Meaning that there is one underlying singular being that has made, that surrounds the world and fills the world. That is the totality of everything and all that we can comprehend. It says, but there is more, but it is beyond what we can possibly even begin to fathom. Derech Mashal is an example, the Ramchal says. Yidano Shuhu Chacham. We know that God is wise. But we don't know the end of God's wisdom. We know that He is infinite in wisdom. But we don't know where the end of that wisdom is and any possibility. We just know what wisdom we have seen. I mean, anybody who has picked up, even for a moment, any book of science, hey, you look at the incredible workings at the cellular level, the incredible workings at every level, the tissue, the organ, and no matter what level, you go beyond the human, you look at the world, the universe, the vastness of it all. It is completely and totally beyond our minds to comprehend those things which are tangible and physical that potentially could be reached through scientific investigation. To even think for a moment that we could understand anything about the totality of God's wisdom would be impossible. We know that God knows, but we don't even understand what God knows. You are wise, but not with the wisdom that can be understood. Antuk mevin, you are the understander, but not with an understanding that we can understand. Since we can't possibly understand in any degree the vastness of these ma'alot, of these qualities, these incredible aspects of God, therefore we realize and must understand that therefore it is asur, it is not allowed for us to delve to the ends of these matters. Ki al kol or all of these things that says Neymar b'mufla mimecha al tidrosh, that which is beyond you, do not look into it. Bimchuse mimecha al tachkor, what is concealed from you, do not seek into. V'chen amru imratz libecha shuv l'makom, if your heart runs, return to its place. This statement, which is from Sefer Yetzirah, is talking about the idea that when you try and look at things from God's perspective, you must return your heart back to the perspective of your side. And what do I mean by that? When people get into these incredible arguments over the idea is everything in this universe God? No, everything in this universe is something God created. But doesn't God fill the whole world? Isn't He in everything? Isn't He everywhere? Yes, He's everywhere, but what you're looking at is something which is created. The paradox in these matters are things that become problematic. Meaning that when your heart runs, and then you begin to get into a line of thinking, well, if that's the case, if everything is everything, if everything then is God, and of course you can realize where this will lead. Of course it leads one to the pit. If we return to your heart, understand, when you are looking around, there is evil in the world. You can't have good and bad, there's no difference. What's the difference? No, there is a difference. A Kodesh Baruch who created a universe, a world. This is a Nivra, a physical place. Everywhere you look is physical around you. God is not in the bathroom. But doesn't God feel it? Yes, whatever the case is. But this is from God's perspective. From our perspective, no. If your heart runs, I mean, when you start thinking about God being in everything around you, even in the evil, even in the bad, even in the tumah, return your heart, meaning you have lost control. There is a reality with which we perceive and with which we are limited. We are not capable of being able to fathom into the utmost and utter sides of the universe where things begin to be questions of how can it be? There's a paradox here. Exactly, it's a paradox. It's not for us. Return your heart back. Our goal is to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to cleave to that which is good, to take that which is neither good nor bad and elevated for spiritual purposes, and sur mira, to run from evil. It's not upon us to think from the perspective of God. We have reality that's in front of us. Alive is alive, dead is dead. Happy is happy, evil is evil. This is the way things are. And if you find yourself running in any direction outside of that, it's time to pull back. Aval yichudo, meaning God's oneness. Adraba, contrary to this, zemitgaler miparer lano biru gamor. It is possible for us to have a very clear and manifest understanding, though, of the oneness of God, of His uniqueness. V'nifshach lanu mizeh, and comes out from the shelodai shu miparer lanu. It's not only that it's clear to us, el shehayavim anachnu lashiv elibenu hayidi azot, but this matter, though, that we can, in other words, even though we can understand certain things, we though can place in our heart completely and totally, and we are obligated, in fact, to place within our heart completely and to run after this idea, God is one. To firmly place it in our heart, be Yishuv Gamor, completely and totally sitting there, believe Shum people claw with any questions. And this is what God commanded us by way of Moshe Rabbeinu. You shall know today and you shall place it upon your heart. Ki Hashem, for God, who are Elokim, He is, Hashem is God. From the heavens above, be it on the earth below, and oh, there is nothing else, there is nothing but God. Meaning that the underlying force of all that is in the universe is run and directed by God. All that you see that is in this universe, its entire turning, the entire movement of the universe itself is by the hand of God. There is nothing that is occurring here that God does not know is happening, that God does intend that it should happen. It is His will that all flows in the way that it is. We don't believe in the concepts of opposing forces of good and evil in terms of that as understood by other religions. There is evil in this world, no question, as we just said before. Its purpose is ultimately for something good. Right now it is completely and totally evil, and that's the way we have to look at it. We have to move away from it. But ultimately speaking, it is all part of God's creation. And there's nothing which can act or be in this universe that is not under the hand, under the finger of God. Ufi elyon me'id ba'atzmo umodia ki kol hanilkat mikol misibutav agdolot ashur mitapech ba'olamo. And from the mouth of God Himself, it testifies and proclaims that all of the sum of everything that exists in this world is there. It is to proclaim God, it is to show, to reveal the oneness of God. Like it says, Ru'uata, see now, ki ani, ani hu, I am who I am, ve'en elokim amidi, and there's nobody else with me. ומיקרא זה נאמר אחר שכלל כל סיבוב הגלגל שהיה עתיד ומזומן להיות סביב עולם. Now this pasuk is stated after an account. In other words, this is in Parshat Hazino, after everything that will occur, meaning that Moshe Rabbeinu has given over his prophecy, he has told over, because the last part is Moshe Rabbeinu's words to Am Yisrael, his prophetic visions that he's giving over of everything that would occur in history, the entire future of the universe. Hakobi v'shir hashira ahi shel Hazino, everything is there in Hazino. Ukmo shepashtan shel k'tuvim atzmar mochiach, as even the those that are explaining the psukim in the simple fashion, v'nechotim hechazon shelo hatam b'lashon hazeh. Right, that this is the chatima, this is the seal now on the entire prophetic vision and so forth that we have is written in this language. Ru'u ata ki ani anihu. Right, see now, I am he, I am it. That's it. And so forth. But Divrei HaNavi Yeshayahu, we see in the words of Divrei of Yeshayahu, Nipa'er Behedya, it's explained clearly. Leman Tedu, in order that you should know, V'ta'aminu Li, and that you should believe in me, V'tavinu, and that you should understand, Ki Anihu Lefanai, Lo Notzar El, V'acharai Lo Yeh, meaning that there is nothing that has been created, no God is before me or around me or anything else, there's nothing else. And there's nothing that ever will be. Anochi Hashem, I am God. Ve'en mivaladai Moshiach. And there is nobody else who is out there who is going to be able to assist, to help, to save. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kmo Shekatuv, as also says, Ani Yishon v'ani Acharon, I am the first, I am the last. Umveladai en Elukim. I am the first, I am the last, and there is no other God that is there with me. That as you know, from the sun in the east and from the west, there is nothing other than God. Nothing. Yotzer or vore choshech, ose shalom vore ra, ani Hashem ose kol ele. The creator, the former of light, the creator of darkness, the performer of peace and wholeness, he says, the creator of evil. And he's the creator of evil. Ani Hashem, I am God, Osei Kol Ele, I have done everything. I mean, every single thing in the universe, everything, there is nothing that is not within this plan of God. As we said before, if you recall, there are lacks in this universe. There are things in this universe which appear bad, which appear evil. And they are bad and they are evil. They exist part of a creation and plan which has a perfect element, meaning its reason, its want, its desire, its being, on the level, from God's perspective, everything is perfect. But part of the perfection coming to fruition is this time of imperfection, which is our world. And in it, we need to be the actors and the performers that bring about the perfection. V'hine leman yidu. Now it says, so that they know, leman tedu v'tavinu, that they should know and that they should understand. These things, ketiv, they are written, mashma, that we should understand, that we should logically derive out, shirotzei shinedah b'yediyah v'havana, meaning that we should want to know and we should make it understood to ourselves and others that we have to make an effort in this. That God wants this. V'tachli kol ha'atzlacha shuhu maftiach l'Yisrahu Hiparer yichudo le'ni akol, meaning that the tachlid, the very purpose, the very best and most important reason for all, of all that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises to the Jewish people, Hiparer yichudo le'ni akol, is in order so that it should be clear to all His oneness. Meaning that nothing occurs in this universe that is not under the hand of God. V'davar zeh nizkar, this matter is mentioned pamayim en mispar b'divrei hanaviim. This is mentioned all over the place, throughout the Navi. I'm going to skip these psukim and look at them on your own in the Sefer. And the point is that again, the key here is that everywhere we see throughout Tanakh that a Kadosh Baruch Hu desired that His oneness should be understood, should be strived after by every Jew. that is affirmed within his heart that there is nothing other than God. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Hear, O Israel. Three times a day. Morning, night, before we go to sleep. Nimsa, we find shekol ma shemitparer lanu beemet meotzim shlemuto habilti bal tachlit uraki yichudo hashalem. So what we find from all of this is that the one thing that we truly understand, the one thing that is manifest and clear to us in truth, is this element. That the infinite is only one. That the perfection that is the most perfect is God. That underneath it all is one creator. Shekashenabit bahavata iyunit al kol hamasim asher nasu tachat shamayim. That when you see everything that occurs under the heavens, nirei hiluch echad shezove v'holech. That when we take any element and watch its entire progression, you will see in the end that it brings about the revelation of this one fact. We have to understand clearly what this yichud is, what this matter is. That's what we need to be striving off for. That's what we need to understand clearly. What the implications are from this. And this is what the Pasuk in fact tells us, that you shall place it upon your heart, ki Hashem Elokim. Meaning, we have to fully and totally understand what it is that's being asked for us in terms of this idea of understanding God's oneness. Mashma, we understand, and we can derive logically from this. That this requires serious consideration. And requires proper advice, proper direction to be able to reach this conclusion, meaning to reach the pinnacle of this idea. For Amarti, as I've already said, the Seichel, the intellect tells us, Zayam Gadol Chav Yadaimu, this is a vasi, Shishlanu Lashutbo Kenafshenu Savenu. And what? That we must set sail on it completely. With the totality of all that we are capable of doing with our souls, with our beings. With that, we understand where the Ramchal is going. He's going to bring us on a trip throughout the rest of the Sefer to understanding the intricacies of God's relationship to the universe and man. To understanding our place in that universe, to understanding our obligations within that universe, to understanding the full dynamic of all that is going on. And of course, all of this is to inspire us to be the partner in God's creation. As we saw before, what God wants is to bestow good. He wants us to receive that good, but we need to do our part in order to be able to receive that good. We've got to be partners in this. As we get further through the Sefer, we'll understand more clearly what our side of the bargain is, what our place is in the universe, and what we need to do to move forward, to be all that we can be, to be each and every one of us a element of godliness in this universe, meaning to have elevated ourselves to that point, to bring about what the Ramchal says in the end of Mesillat Yesharim, that when we reach the level of Kedushah, of holiness, that holiness brings Ruach HaKodesh and Ruach HaKodesh brings Tchiyat HaMetim, meaning with our efforts and striving to realize our place and working towards that place, we will bring about the completion and totality of what God desires and wants to bestow good. Mashiach Tzidkenu.